A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name, that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name, that you gave me. And I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this to the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's interesting that as Jesus nears his own passion and death, which we're coming up to that place in John's Gospel, as he's about to face his own death, his prayer is not for himself. His prayer is for us. It's for his disciples and for all those who bear witness to the truth. We have been consecrated. We have been chosen by God. And it's God's desire that we be close to him. That is, of course, our enduring consolation when it comes to the time of the funeral. When somebody we love has gone, we pray that they are now with God, that God always wanted them to be with him, that they were consecrated to him on the day of baptism. It doesn't mean that we won't face trials and division. In today's first reading, Paul is very much aware in speaking to his listeners that there will be division, even among the Christian people. And we know that throughout the history of the Christian church, there was division. At many stages throughout the centuries, that vision quite hostile, even in the midst of the Christian churches. It was helped much in the early 1900s with a call to set up the Prayer for Christian Unity. The prayer not asking that all the churches be completely one, but that we nourish each other on the Christian journey, that the other Christian churches have something to contribute, our sister churches with something to add to our own belief, to our own Christian lives. We ask you, Lord, to hold strongly to what we believe, to live it, to let it influence our thoughts, our words, and actions. It's lovely that we hear this reading this morning, that we would be one, as it appears that over the coming weeks we will be able to gather as one in our churches, with the possibility of masses and churches being opened up in the near future. We will thank God for that opportunity to rejoin present together for those in a position to do so, but also to continue to join us through live streaming as well, please God. And so on this day, on this feast of St. Augustine, we ask the Lord's blessing on the church, and we ask you, Lord, to help us to be one with him in wherever this day leads us.